Blog Talk Radio.
Lift him up. Lift the name of Jesus higher. Lift him up, all ye people. Lift him higher. Lift the name of Jesus up. Lift him higher, lift him, people. Lift him up. All ye people. Lift him up. Lift him up. Lift him up. Lift the name of Jesus higher. Lift him up. All ye people. Lift him higher. Lift the name of Jesus up. Lift him higher, lift him, people, lift him up. All you people, lift him up. Lift him up, oh yes, lift him up. Lift the name of Jesus higher. Lift him up, all you people, lift him higher. Lift the name of Jesus up. Lift him higher, lift him, people, lift him up. All you people, lift him up. Lift him up, lift him up. Lift the name of Jesus higher. Lift him up, all you people. Lift him higher. Lift the name of Jesus up. Lift him higher. Lift him, people. Lift him up. All ye people. Lift him up. Lift him up. Lift him up. Lift the name of Jesus higher. Lift him up, all ye people. Lift him higher. Lift the name of Jesus up. Lift him higher. Lift him, people. Lift him up. All ye people. Lift him up. Lift him up, lift him up, lift the name of Jesus higher. Lift him up, all ye people, lift him higher. Lift the name of Jesus up, lift him higher, lift him people, lift him up. All you people, lift him up. Lift him up, lift him up. Lift the name of Jesus higher. Lift him up. All you people, lift him higher. Lift the name of Jesus up. Lift him higher, lift him, people, lift him up. All ye people, lift him up. Yes, Lord, we lift you up, Lord Jesus, that you will draw all men, all women, all boys, all girls, all people unto yourself, Lord Jesus. We welcome you. Have your way. Let it be as overflowing. I had the word overflowing as I was getting ready for this. The Lord was giving me that word overflowing. And then I said, what is overflowing? It took me a good measure, chicken together, running together, pressed over. Or we receive an overflowing. There's going to be an overflowing of God's blessings upon our lives, upon families and ministries and churches God is giving us an overflowing anointing. Today we receive it, not a loin deep anointing, not an ankle deep anointing, not a waist deep anointing, not a shoulder deep anointing. Harakabaya, Eblondo, but an overflowing power of the Holy Ghost. We receive it today in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus had anointing beyond measure. You couldn't measure the level of Jesus' anointing. And that is what it is right now, because the shadow of Peter was even healing the sick. That tells you the levels of anointing those people operated. So the point where you touch Jesus' clothes, you receive your miracle. You know, Peter's shadow was filling the sick. And then Paul's handkerchief carried anointing and grace and power. And that's what we are praying for. Hey, overflowing anointing. I heard that word audibly. God said, I'm giving you an overflowing anointing for this broadcast today. Can you imagine when the anointing is overflowing? I tell you, every yoke must be destroyed because of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Every yoke, every body must roll away. Every issue must roll away in the name of Jesus because of the anointing. It is time for a new anointing. Every yoke of bondage must be broken. Guide up your life for a new anointing. Every yoke of bondage must be broken. Guide up your life for a new anointing. Every yoke of sickness must be broken. Every yoke of failure must be broken. It is time. It is time for a new anointing. Every yoke of poverty must be broken. It is time for a new anointing. Every yoke of hardship must be broken. It is time. Guide up your life for a new anointing. Every yoke of bondage, must be broken. Every yoke of sickness, must be broken. Every yoke of poverty, must be broken. Every yoke of oppression, must be broken. It is time, guide up your life, for a new anointing. Every yoke of hardship, must be broken. It is time for a new anointing. Every yoke of oppression, must be broken. Every yoke of sickness, must be broken. It is time, new anointing. Every yoke of bondage, must be broken. It is time, guide up your life for a new anointing. Every yoke of hardship, must be broken. Every yoke of sickness, must be broken. It is time, guide up your life. Here it is. Arabasaya blakanda yeke seterebo imblondo 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 erekebo aya anda obo skenderebo. Yes, God is showing me a preacher, a man of God, a pastor. You are struggling in ministry. You are struggling, trying to break through, trying to make it, trying to come out, but things are not just working. You have been struggling for years upon years upon years. God is saying to me to tell you that your days of struggles are over. You should begin to ask for the spirit of favor, the anointing and the grace and the mercy of favor to come upon your life. When favor is upon you, what is so difficult becomes so easy. Receive that impartation. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, yes, the days of struggles are over. In the name of Jesus Christ, the days of frustration and failure is over. In the name of Jesus Christ, the days of hardship and poverty, frustration is over. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive the anointing, the grace, and the mercy and the favor of God to break through and break forth in life and ministry. Receive that anointing now. Receive that grace now. Receive that impartation. Arakabaya. Every day God is showing me you are even building a church. But it's so hard getting the finances and the resources. It's so hard. It's so difficult. You are struggling. You are talking to people. They are not responding. Yes, God wants me to tell you that if you ask for the anointing of favor, the grace of God, the mercy, the favor of God, that's what you need. Yes, the favor of God, the favor of God, the favor of God, the grace of God. It is time to favor Zion. Now is the time to favor Zion. Psalm 102 verse 13. Psalm 102 verse 13. It is now time. So favor Zion, yay, the third time has come. This is your third time. And that applies to people in business. Those who are struggling in life, trying to pass exams, trying to make it, trying to break through, trying to succeed, trying to prosper. Yes, that same anointing of favor, grace, and mercy is what you need right now. God says, ask for my favor. When that favor is upon you, what is so difficult becomes easy. Yes, receive that impartation. In the name of Jesus, receive that grace right now. Receive that mercy right now. In the name of Jesus, recover. Yandoro blokodo yekede. Ye blokodo yeke sataria. Yes, we shall not toil all night and bring out nothing. God, your grace and your favor and your mercy, your overflowing grace, your overflowing favor, your overflowing mercy, your overflowing blessing rest upon us. In the name of Jesus, we receive from your throne of grace. Jesus, open that padlock, open that door, open that gate, open that way. Let there be a breaking through now, a breaking forth to possess our possession. In the name of Jesus Christ, we receive from the throne room, from the throne of grace, all that God has for us. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, Messiah, Yandara Blagada, aka Sedelibo. God is showing me another person. You are in contention. You are in contention. There's contention. There is contention in the spirit. You are fighting, trying to win. There's so much struggle. In deliverance, we call it hindrances at the point of breakthrough. At the point of success, at the point of breakthrough, there's so much contention. It's like when Daniel was praying, God has released the blessing, but there was contention on the way. And eventually, Daniel got the breakthrough. The book of Daniel, chapter 9, chapter 8, you see all those things there. Yes, there's somebody on this broadcast. Yes, somebody is on this broadcast. There's contention at your point of success. At the point of breakthrough, at the point of success in your life, there is contention. Power are contending with you. Yes. By reason of the anointing that is flowing right now, that yoke will destroy. In the name of Jesus, Yandaria, Ebre Kendere Bosa, Yando Omblodo Eke Senderia. Yes, there shall be no contention in our lives, in our ministries, in our churches, in our businesses, in our jobs, in our marriages, in our homes and families. There shall be no contention at the point of suffering. There shall be no contention at the point of breakthrough. In the name of Jesus Christ, there shall be no contention at the point of suffering. In the name of Jesus, we greet all that God has for us. We take it by force. From the days of John the Baptist and now, the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violence takes it by force. We take the kingdom by force. Yes, we possess our possession by force. We take the land by force. The earth is the Lord, and his fullness thereof. A thousand cattle and a thousand heat belong to God. Silver and gold belong to God. Yes, the earth is the Lord and his fullness thereof. We enter and we take over. Wherever the souls of our feet are trampled, God has given to us. The souls of our feet are treading the land. We possess our possession. We enter and we take over. We occupy. In Jesus we come. In the name of Jesus, Satan, lose your grip and hold. We command Satan and his cohorts, lose your grip and hold from everything that belongs to us. In the name of Jesus Christ, Halakaba, Yando Robokondo Eblende Eke Seteria, Iblanda Iblendo Iblende Iblendia, Yenderebo, Yandaraba, Yenderebo, Yenderebo. Yes, we receive the light of God, the light of God. We have the light of God in us. I have the light of God in me. I got the spirit of the Son of God. I got the light of God in me. I have the light of God in me. I have the light of God in me. I have the spirit of the Son of God. Have the light of God in me. I got the light of God in me. I got the light of God in me. I got the spirit of the Son of God. I got the light of God in me. I got the light of God in me. I got the light of God in me. I got the spirit of the Son of God. I got the light of God in me. Praise the Lord. I got the light of God in me. I got the light of God in me. I got the spirit of the Son of God. I got the light of God in me. Praise the Lord. I got the light of God in me. I got the light of God in me. I got the spirit of the Son of God. I got the light of God in me. I got the light of God in me. I got the light of God in me. I got the spirit of the Son of God. I got the light of God in me. Yes. God is showing me another group of persons. You are on this prayer line. You are on this broadcast. Your way is so blocked. You try to break through, there is no breakthrough. There is very strong padlock that is locking your door, locking your doors in the spirit. The doors are not open, the gates are not open, the ways are not open. There are spiritual padlocks that have locked your ways, and your ways are blocked. You know what I'm talking about. That person knows what I'm talking about. Now, listen to this. This is Revelation chapter 3, verse 7 and 8. He said, Jesus has the key of David. He opened and no one closed it. Jesus has the key of David. He opened and no one closed it. Yes. Right now, I pray and agree with you that those doors are open because Jesus has the key of David. He opened it and no one closed it. Jesus has gone before you. The Holy Spirit, God, has gone before you to make a way where there is no way. All those closed doors and closed opportunities, closed gates, all those job opportunities you are looking for that have been locked up and you couldn't make a way, there was just a blockade. You turn this way, it's blockade. You turn this way, it's blockade. You turn this way, it's spiritual blockade all over. Jesus, he opens the door and no one closed. He makes way where there are no way. Receive that breakthrough. In the name of Jesus Christ, those doors are opened by the power of the Holy Ghost. Those gates are open in the name of Jesus Christ. Those doors are open in the name of Jesus. The gates are open. The ways are open. We break forth. We break through. We go in and we possess our possession. In the name of Jesus Christ, Harabasaya, go forth. I possess your possessions now. Begin to walk through those gates in the name of Jesus. Walk through those doors. Yes, go forth and receive all that God has for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Bakabaya. Yandoro Brogodobo. Erebeseya. Erebababayana. Yenduria, Yenduria, Yenduria. Arabasaya. Erebose, Yenderibobo, Iblanda, 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 Yandorio, Yenderia, Yenderia. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you adoration. Arabasaya, Erebose, Yandoriblogodoya. Yes, Jesus has made a way where there's no way. He has opened door before us which no one can close. We break through, we break forth. We possess our possession. We receive from the throne of grace all that God has for us. In the name of Jesus, we prosper and in good health, even as our souls prosper. In the name of Jesus. Erebosaya. Andoroblokodobokoso. Yenderia. Yandaraba. Yendereblokodo. Hey, Rebusa. God is showing me another person on this broadcast. They gave you poison to eat, and you didn't know it. You just ate it. And it has been the source of your problems for many years now. Yes, that person knows what I'm talking about. You ate poison, you ate something that, you know, your enemies are programmed to be your problem. You ate it into your stomach, and it is there. And that is where your trouble started from. And you started experiencing all kinds of frustration in life since then. For many years now, it has been like that. Wherever you are, in any part of the world, put your right hand on your stomach. Put your right hand on your stomach. Yes, put your right hand on your stomach. Yes. Put your right on your stomach, Lord Jesus. You are the doctor of all doctors, the greatest surgeon of all time. Go and operate those wounds, those belly, those stomach, operate them right now. Dissect them and open them up. And bring all those poisons, spiritual poison, physical poison, things that people ate that have become their problem, whatever it is, by the power of the Holy Ghost. Be thou removed in the name of Jesus. Lord, remove those structures now. Remove those powers now. Yes, let there be deliverance upon my fire. Upon my fire, there is deliverance. Yes, the healing power of God is touching that stomach right now. There is healing. There is healing. There is healing going on now. God is healing that stomach, that belly. Receive the anointing of grace and mercy and favor. As from now on, begin to march forward in life. Yes, begin to march forward. We are marching forward, hallelujah, amen. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, amen. You are marching forward, hallelujah, amen. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, amen. Forward ever, backward never. Upward ever, downward never. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are marching forward, hallelujah. Amen, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, amen. We are marching forward, hallelujah. Amen, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Amen, we are marching forward, hallelujah. Amen, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Amen, are you marching forward, hallelujah. Amen, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Amen, we are marching forward, hallelujah. Amen, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Amen, you are marching forward, hallelujah. Amen, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. The church is marching on. The church is marching on. The gates of hell shall not prevail. The church is marching on. Our church is marching on. The church is marching on. The gates of hell shall never prevail. The church is marching on. Who is the church? You are the church. Say, you are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Oh, yes. Know ye not that ye are the temple and Christ dwell in you. We are marching on. The church is marching on. We are not going back. We are going front. We are not going down. We are going up. Yes, in the name of Jesus. We are not going under for going over. We are going over for going under. In the name of Jesus Christ. Ha! The church is marching on. Our church is marching on. The gates of hell shall never prevail. The church is marching on. Yeah, we are marching on. We are marching forward. Yes, Satan can never prevail. Demons can never prevail. Witches and wizards, the occult, the diabolical forces, the enemies of progress, the retrograde spirit, the presence of power, the spiritual wickedness in high places. Yes, they can never prevail because the church is marching on and the gates of hell cannot prevail. We are marching forward, not backward. We are marching upward, not downward. The church is marching on. The gates of hell cannot prevail. The church is marching on. The church is marching on. Our church is marching on. The gates of hell shall never prevail. Our church is marching on. Hey, Rebusaya, God's God, marching through the land. Deliverance is your song, yet healing in your heart. Everlasting joy, gladness in your heart. And in this army of the Lord, God's God, marching through the land. Deliverance is your song, yes, healing in your heart. Everlasting joy, gladness in your heart. And in this army of the repair, God's God, marching through the land. Deliverance is your song, yes, healing in your heart. Everlasting joy, gladness in your heart, and in this army of the repair. God is showing me a woman with a breast. The breast is infected. There is some like a stone, like a tennis ball is inside your breast, and it's worrying you and troubling you, and you don't understand. You've been trying to find solution to it. There's no way. Put your right hand on top of that breast. Yes, there's a woman. Something broke us right now. I don't know what part of the world you are, but God is showing me that woman with a cyst, like a tennis ball inside your breast, is telling you so much. You have tried to get solution, no way out. Now put your right hand on that spot. Put your right hand on that spot right now. Put your right hand on that spot in the name of Jesus. Jesus said, you shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Just put your right hand on top of it. Hey, he touched me. Oh, he touched you. And oh, what joy that feels so. Something happened. And I know he touched you. I made you. Jesus touched you. Oh, he touched you. And oh, what joy that filled your soul. Something happened. And I know he touched you. I made you. Jesus touched you. I made you. Holy Ghost touched you. I made you. Yes, receive the touch of Jesus right now. Jesus is causing that pain, that spot, that breast that has a problem, that chest pain, that headache, that migraine, that leg problem, that foot problem, that waist pain. Yes, Jesus is touching you right now. Receive the touch of God. All you need is a touch from Jesus. All you need is a touch from the Lord. All you need is a touch from Jesus. All you need is a touch from the Lord. All you need is a touch from Jesus. All you need is a touch from the Lord. All you need is a touch from Jesus. All you need is a touch from the Lord. All you need is a touch from Jesus. All you need is a touch from the Lord. All you need is a touch from Jesus. All you need is a touch from the Lord. All I need is a touch from Jesus. All I need is a touch from the Lord. All you need is a touch from Jesus. All you need is a touch from God. All we need is a touch from Jesus. All I need is a touch from the Lord. All you need is a touch from Jesus. All you need is a touch from God. Yes, Lord Jesus, touch every boy, every girl, every man, every woman that is keyed into this broadcast right now. Touch them where they are housing. Touch their businesses. Touch their finances. Touch their home. Touch their family. Touch them, Jesus. Touch them, Jesus. Touch them, Jesus. Touch them, Holy Ghost. Touch that boy. Touch that girl. Touch that man. Touch that woman. Yes, touch that spot. Hey, Rekeboya, Andarabasa. Ah, someone with problems in the leg. The feet are hurting. Yes, the healing touch of Jesus is on those feet right now. Receive the healing touch of Jesus. On those feet are being healed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Yes, yeah, the power of God is coming on you, all over you. The power of God is touching you now. The Holy Spirit is touching you. Jesus is touching you right now with his Holy Ghost power, with his anointing, with his grace and mercy and favor. Yes, he's touching you. Receive, receive, receive. Receive, 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 receive. Put your right hand on that pocket where you're holding. Yes, he's touching you right now. Receive. Somebody with a back pain has just been healed. Back pain. Back pain has just been healed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Hey, Rekebo Yahweh's pain has just been healed by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Hey, Rekabaya. And Arabaya. He touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, what joy that filled my soul. Something happened. And now I know. It touched me. And made me Jesus touched you. Oh, he touched you. And oh, what joy that feels your soul. Something happened. And I know he touched you. And made you whole. Jesus touched me and made me whole. Holy Ghost touched me and made me whole. Yes, I receive the touch of Jesus. I receive the touch of God. I receive the touch of the Holy Ghost. Yes, in the name of Jesus, you receive it over there. Arakabaya, yeke senteria. Iblondo, yes, God is showing me another person with serious financial problems, serious financial issues in your life, terrible financial situations. Yes, put your right hand on your head. Put your right hand on your head and ask God to provide for you right now. He's a great provider. He's a great provider. He's a great provider. He's a great provider. He has surely provided for you. Provided for me. He's a great provider. He's a great provider. He's your great provider. He's your great provider. He has surely provided for me. I provided for you. He's a great provider. He's a great provider. He's a great provider. He's a great provider. He has surely provided for me. I provided for you. He's a great provider. He's a great provider. He's a great provider. He's a great provider. He has surely provided for us. I'm provided for you. Yes. God Almighty, your name is Jehovah Jireh. You are Jehovah El Shaddai. You have it all. Yes. We are looking unto you. Your people are looking unto you to supply every need according to your own riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Yes, as many that are having financial difficulties, financial troubles, they are owing, they are having bills to pay, they have financial trouble, they need money to eat food, to buy things, they don't have it. God Almighty, you are the great provider. Yes, Jesus, intervene now, Jehovah El Shaddai. You are more than enough. Supply every need according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Father, make a way where there's no way. Thy Lord shall supply all of our needs according to his riches in glory. He has given his angels charge over us. Jehovah Jireh cares for you. For you, Jehovah Jireh cares for me. For me, Jehovah Jireh cares. Jehovah Jireh, our provider, is great, is sufficient for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, is great, is sufficient for me. My God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. He has given his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for you. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh, our provider, is great, is sufficient for you. Jehovah Jireh, your provider, is great, is sufficient for you. Your God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. Giving his angels charge over you. Jehovah Jireh cares for you. Jehovah Jireh cares for you. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for you. For you, Jehovah Jireh cares for me, Jehovah cares for you, Jehovah Jireh cares for us, Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, is great, is sufficient for me. Jehovah Jireh, your provider, is great, is sufficient for you. Your God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. He has given his angels charge over you. Jehovah Jireh cares for you. Jehovah Jireh cares for you. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for us. Jehovah cares for us. Yes, the great provider, Jehovah El Shaddai, Jehovah Jireh is more than enough. He's got everything. He's got a whole world in his hands. He's got a whole world in his hands. He's got a whole wide world in his hands. He's got a whole world in his hands. He got a little baby in his hands. He got a whole wide world in his hands. He got a whole world in his hands. He got a whole world in his hands. He got a whole world in his hands. He got everybody here in his hands. He got you and me. In his hands, he got a whole world in his hands. God has the whole world in his hands. You know, we don't need to fear anything at all. You know, because we have a living God, a God that hears our prayer. He watches over us day and night. He that keepeth Israel, neither sleep nor slumber. Can you imagine? The God Almighty, he keepeth Israel, and he neither sleeps nor slumber. He is the watch night. He is the watch day. He is watching over us day and night. Yes, is protecting us from the arrows that fly by day and from the terror that moves by night. In the name of Jesus, the pestilence that walketh in darkness, hey, God is our protection. Yes, it's our worst day. God is your worst night. God is your worst day. He watches over you day and night. You need to realize these things. I tell you what, there are over 9,000 promises of God in the Bible concerning your salvation, your healing, your deliverance, your protection. Over 9,000 promises of God. Over 9,000 promises of God concerning your protection, your healing, your provision, you know, your blessing, your salvation, long life and prosperity, and everything that is good for you. God has packaged it in his word. In the Bible, you have all the promises of God. They are yea and amen. He doesn't promise and fail. God is not a politician. God's words are yea and amen. You need to believe his word. Stop your doubts and feed your faith. Oh, yes, feed your faith with the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We glorify God. We thank you, Jesus. And now we are going into our teaching of today of the word of God. You are welcome to the Our Miracles Radio and TV Ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, reaching you all the way from Langham, Maryland, USA. This is the Archbishop Stephen John Bukuru coming your way with the living word of God. I'll be receiving all your emails, all your phone calls, all your text messaging. Thank you so much for everything you do. God bless you all and reward you. In the name of Jesus Christ, God is a good God. The devil is a bad devil. We are worshiping the Almighty God, and we believe in him. We trust in him. We hope in him. We look unto him, the author and finisher of our faith. Yes, he's our great provider. We hook up with him, and we flow with him. In him we live and grow. And have in here we live and grow and have make a joyful noise, sing unto the Lord, tell up his mind, dance before him, make a joyful noise, sing unto the Lord, tell up his mind. Hallelujah, here we live and grow and have our being. Here we live and grow and have our being. Make a joyful noise, sing unto the Lord, tell us his mind. And before him, make a joyful noise, sing unto the Lord, tell us his mind. Hallelujah, here we live and grow, and I'll be here with me, and grow, and I'll be. Our Lord God, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy great power. Our Lord God, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy strength. Nothing is too difficult for thee. Nothing is too difficult for thee. Oh, great and mighty God, great and counsel and mighty day, mighty day. Nothing, nothing, absolutely nothing, nothing is to the God for me. Allah God, I was made of heaven and the earth by thy great power. Allah God, I was made of heaven and the earth by thy great power. Nothing is to the God for thee. Nothing is to the God for thee. Oh, great and mighty God. Great and counsel and mighty day. Mighty day. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Nothing is to the God for thee. Nothing. Absolutely not. Nothing is to the God for thee. Nothing is to the God for thee. Nothing is to the God for thee. Oh, great and mighty God. Great in counsel and mighty indeed. Mighty indeed. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Nothing is to the God for thee. Nothing is to the God for thee. Nothing is to the God for me. Oh, great and mighty God. Great and counsel of mighty day. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Nothing is to this God for thee. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Nothing is difficult for him. With him all things are possible, not with man, but with God all things are possible. Luke chapter 1 verse 37. He said, not with man, but with God all things, that sickness, that disease, that cancer, that terminal issue, that problem, there's nothing impossible with him. If with him all things are possible. With God all things are possible. With God all things are possible. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So we're going to hit our topic of today. You must reap what you sow. I tell you, I didn't want to preach this sermon at all. God just laid it in my heart and said, son, you got to say is the word of God. I don't want to look like I'm asking somebody for something, because God is sufficient for me. He has provided for me. He's meeting my needs. So I don't want to look like I'm looking for something for somebody. I'm looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith, is my great provider. So when the Lord gave me this topic to speak on, I said, well, I have to obey God. I don't know why God wants me to say this, but I have to say it. Go to Jonah. He said, go to Nineveh and prophesy. Go to Nineveh and prophesy. Then Jonah didn't want to go to Nineveh, and he had all the problems in this world. Jonah had serious problems. God said, do this, and then you turn around and do something else. Then you are looking for trouble. You know, but at last, Jonah went to Nineveh and spoke the word of God. And God just did what he got to do. You know, we just have to obey him to the letter. We obey the Holy Spirit to the letter. You know, so today we're going to be talking about you must reap what you sow. And our text is taken from Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 to 9. It says, whatever you man sow, that shall he reap, do not be deceived. Whatever you sow is what you reap. When you sow to the flesh, you reap flesh. When you sow to the spirit,
You reap the spirit. When you sow to God, you reap God's blessings. You sow peace, you get peace. You sow trouble, you get trouble. You see, the world is round. What goes round comes round. What goes round comes round. You see, it is a spiritual law. Holy Spirit, bless your people through this message. You know, it shouldn't be me. It's not me. Let it be you, Lord. Let it be you, Lord Jesus. Yes. It's a spiritual law. That what you sow is what you reap. It's a spiritual law. Nobody can explain it. It's just the law of God. And you can't bend it. You can't twist it. You can't turn it around. It's got to be. There are so many spiritual laws in the Bible, the law of cause and effect. This is what you did, and this is the repercussion. This is what you did, and this is the result. This is what you did, and this is what you get for it. You see, the laws of cause and effect. Kenneth Copeland will tell you more things. Kenneth Copeland. and then the law of sowing and reaping is very strong, and it is all over the Bible. From Genesis, there is a time to sow, there is a time to reap. The book of Ecclesiastes, King Solomon, Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, King Solomon said there is a time to sow, then there is a time to reap. And then the scripture says, as long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest time shall never stop. Seed time and harvest time shall never stop. And on through the whole Bible, it is about seed and reaping. It is about sowing and reaping. It is about what you sow, what you get. This is just a spiritual law. You can't turn it around. You can't erase it. You can't remove it from the Bible. You can't take it out of what is that be? It's just like that. What you sow is what you must reap. It is compulsory. It must be. There is no turning away from it. It's a very strong law. And as you look through this scripture, you find that there's always these things that must be. You can't change them. Isaac, in the book of Genesis, he got to a time when there was famine. There was famine in the land. There was hunger. There was lack. There was want. There was need. People even had no food. They had no this. They had no this. They had no that. Then the scripture says, but Isaac sowed in that land. And in the same year, he reaped a hundredfold return. You see, the return is always coming. You can't stop it. Even the devil can't stop it. Nobody can stop the reaping. See? Oh, I like God. I love God. This is what you need. And this is the result. That's who God is. This is what you need. And this is the answer. That's who God is. I be sold in the land. In the time of need, in the time of trouble. Isaac sold in the land, and in the same year, he reaped 100-fold returns. He didn't stop there. Until the Philistines envied him. I like that. Philistines, where are you? They envied him and jealous him. Isaac, you came into this land and prospered more than us. What's going on? You know, the speech of where the Philistines envied him. I like that too. Somebody pray the prayer. He said, God, let my enemies leave to see your glory in my life. I said, brother, that prayer is very dangerous. He said, let my enemies leave to see the glory of God in my life. The Philistines. The Philistines, they didn't like what was going on. Isaac, you sold in this time of hunger, in this time, you know, of pestilence and famine in the land. You, Isaac, you sold. and you reap a hundredfold returns, you are greater than God. They hated his name. You know, some people hate success. They don't like success. They don't want to identify with it. They want to destroy it. But you can't destroy God. Isaac prospered. And the Bible says he walked forward and moved greater than all the people around him until the Philistines envied him. Oh, God, I like that. Oh, I like that. Philistines have to envy. Ah, don't be a Philistine, no. You better be an Isaac. Hey, I tell you what, you better be an Isaac. Because if you are a Philistine, that means you will continue to envy and not envy, you know, and just until you die. That's not a good thing, you know. So the scripture says you must reap what you sow. First of all, let us look at the meaning of the word sow. Because some people still don't understand it. Not everybody, but some people. The word sow means what you do, what you perform, what you give out, what you are doing either for yourself or for people, for which God's reward comes back to you. It comes back to you just so natural. What about reaping? Reaping means receiving, getting back. So what you sowed, what you gave up, what you did has a repercussion. It has a return. What goes round comes round. You see, the world is round like this. So you do here, so it goes round like this and comes back to you. Ah, God is wonderful. Hey, Arabasaya. Iblondo Yokosa. Arabasaya. By the pillar of fire, by the day. By the pillar of cloud, by the night. You can never understand. It's a miracle of God. It's a miracle of God. You can't understand it. The pillar of fire by night and then the pillar of cloud by day. You can understand. It's a miracle of God. So let's come back to our people. Now in the book of Job 4 verse 8, Job chapter 4 verse 8, Job says, he said, when you sow wickedness, you reap wickedness. When you sow love, you get love. You sow peace, you get peace. When you sow joy, you get joy. When you sow love, you get love. It's just there. Look at Job. Job chapter 4 verse 8. He says, sow wickedness and you reap wickedness. As I was preparing for this, I came across a statement, which is a common statement we hear in the street. He said, the evil that men do leaves after them. The evil that men do lives after them. I found out that statement was not in the Bible. It was a statement made by William Shakespeare. In the book of Julius Caesar and so on, it's a statement made in the secular world, but it's related to the scripture. He said, the evil that men do lives after them. The evil that people do follow them around. The evil that people do comes back to them. And then I was thinking that I looked through history. I said, yes, it is true. The evil that people do follow them around and comes back to them. They reap the evil they have done. What about the good they did? The good that you do comes back to you. The good that you do comes back to you. I've listened to Reverend Dr. Roberts before he died. I went to glory. I've had him preach many times, and he was the first person I learned this seed about seed from. So the seed in the ground, and then the harvest. And it's a principle he himself adopted, which worked for him. Now, Richard Roberts travel around the world preaching on this same principle, the miracle of seed faith. So the seed is not only the money you are giving out. The seed can be a help you are rendering to people. It's the love you are showing to people, the kindness, the help, whatever you are ministering to people, that's your seed. You see, many times we think that seed must be money that we gave out. It is not always money. You see, you read Dr. O. Roberts, I like the way he explained it. You know, before he went to glory, he said, you can sow love, you can sow hurt, you can sow peace, you can sow the word of God, you can sow a smile. You know, anything you do returns back to you, returns back to you. And it is true. I've seen that in my life. When I do good to people, the good comes back to me. And I don't want to do bad. You do bad, bad comes back. I don't want to do bad. That's for me. You know, so the scripture is there. Sow in tears and reap in joy. Psalm 123 verse 5. Psalm 123 verse 5, it says, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. It's not easy to sow. Because sowing is sacrificial. The greater the sacrifice, the greater the blessing. I've heard Richard Roberts, Reverend Richard Roberts, like to say this all the time. The greater the sacrifice, the greater the blessing. The greater the sacrifice, the greater the blessing. They that sow in tears also reap in joy. You sow in tears. It's not easy to sow. Look at the woman with just the last meal. She had just the last meal to eat with her son. And then the prophet Elijah walks in. When the prophet Elijah came, it was famine, it was hunger, it was, you know, there was no food, there was no rain, there was nothing going on, and it was hunger all over the place. So the prophet Elijah asked for water. If that was not enough, he now asked for food. And then the food, the woman confessed with her mouth, said, this is the last meal we're going to eat. This is the last meal we're going to eat, and then me and my son will die. Have you reached the bottom? Have you reached the bottom of life, the bottom? Have you reached the end of the rope? So it seems. And you reach the bottom of the rope, because he said with her mouth, say, this is the last meal me and my son are going to eat. After we eat this last meal, we're going to die because there's no meal anymore. But see, the prophet Elijah took that from them as he said. Yes, the woman sold it. It worked. It paid off, because the Bible says, she had plenty. After then, she had plenty. She had surplus that she was even giving to others. You know, she had sowed a seed in tears. In tears, she sowed that seed. She planted it. She sowed love. She sowed health. She sowed kindness. She sowed gifts. She sowed, oh, man, God, some point will have reached the bottom. It comes in when you have hit the bottom, you have reached the end of the rope. It shows up. It's never too late. She was just that seed she sold, and her story turned around. May that be your story as from today. May you learn to sow in the time of need. May you learn to sow when it is the best time to sow. When it is not convenient, just so anyway, and the reaping comes. Oh, the reply, together, press down, running over. Shall you gain from the Lord? Yay, the rebel sendaria. Look at King Solomon. King Solomon in Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 6. Richest man that ever lived in his day. He was richer than all his years. God so blessed him, he had everything to himself. No? And King Solomon is sharing here principles sowing and reaping. That is level 3. He said, in the morning sow thy seed, in the evening withhold not thy hand, for you know not which of them shall bring the answer. Some people like to give, you know, when it is convenient, they want to give help or love or show or minister to people when they have it, or when this is my time, people, this is my color. I want to help those of my color. Those are my national people from my country. You know, tribalism and racism and all these things, you know, they consider all those things in their head. No, that's not the word of God. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 6, King Solomon. He said, in the morning sow thy seed, in the evening withhold not thy hand, for you know not which of them shall be the answer. Because if you begin to select, you know, you begin to select, you begin to think, you are missing it. God told Isaac, God told Abraham, Abraham, take your son, your only son, Isaac, and offer him on Mount Moriah. Isaac, Abraham did not ask one more question. He did not even tell Sarah, because I read that portion very well. What did you tell Sarah? Sarah had no child. And this is the only child Isaac. And for many years, no child. Now, this is the only child Isaac. And now you, Abraham, you are telling me that God said that if you go and offer Isaac on the altar, go and slay him on the altar as a sacrifice. Is that what you, Abraham, is saying? Can you say that to Sarah? Go and say that to Sarah. She will tear you to pieces. What do you mean? In fact, she wouldn't believe that God said that. How are you going? Apostle Paul said, I did not consult flesh and blood. Apostle Paul. He said, when I got this type of vision, I didn't consult flesh and blood. Consult flesh and blood, I'm not going to do this mission. I'm not going to do this ministry. If I consult a human being, that me, Apostle Paul, I'm going on mission trip, nobody will allow me to go. So Apostle Paul said, when I got this heavenly vision, I never consulted flesh and blood. I never consulted anybody. So this is Abraham. Abraham, take your son, call his son Isaac, and put him on the altar and sacrifice him. Never ask one more question. No more question. He went and did exactly what God said. Put the boy there on the altar. He was ready to offer that boy as a sacrifice unto God. The Lord spoke to him, Abraham, stop. You have obeyed me. Your only son, you sold your son. You sold him. Because you sold him, now you will be blessed. Read the whole scripture. Abraham, the father of faith, God said, I will bless you and make you a blessing. And through you, the whole earth shall be blessed. See, that is what. When you sow unto God, you sow to the Father, you sow to the ministry, you sow to the work of God, you sow to people in need, you sow to people around you, you don't sow, you don't have to think about it, you just sow anyway. The sower went forth to sow. Some fell on good ground, some fell on bad ground, and then there was the from 20 fold, 30 fold, 50 fold, and then 100 fold, the sower, the parable of the sower went to sow seed. He was just sowing the seed. He wasn't about where he was going to sow the seed. He was just sowing it anyway. Oh, yes, that is the principle of God. Because Jesus made that parable as a teaching. He said, the sower went for seed. And he saw them just everywhere. Some fell on good ground, some fell on bad ground, some fell on stones, some fell on rocks, some were picked up by the air, and so forth. But guess what? At the end of the day, some fell on good ground and brought forth fruits, a wonderful return. There's always a return. God never fails. I know that God never fails. He abides with me. Give me victory, for God never fails. Just play by faith and never get to play. Just walk up like money. Be yes, for there's no need to worry about God. Never fails. I know that God never fails. I know that God never fails. He abides with me. He will be to me. For God never fails. Just walk upright a new day and night. Just walk upright morning, new day and night. We'll be there, we'll be here. For no need to worry for God. Never fear. In a covenant is between two people. A covenant can be between you and God. A covenant can also be between you and somebody else. But more of the time, covenants are between you and God. It's you and God. You are doing this and God is doing this. This is the aspect you're going to do. This is the aspect God is going to do. More of the time, who says it's not God? More of the time, it is human beings that pay. They pay themselves and pay. But God, no, he never pay. He must fulfill that aspect. He fulfill his own aspect of the covenant. But human beings, where are they? Where are the human? Where are the people? If God is to look into the text, will he find one faithful person? In the days of Abraham, the angel is going to Sodom and Gomorrah. Will you see 10 people that are righteous? Will you see 20 people? Will you see 30 people? Only Lot and his wife and children were saved. You know, the same thing with Noah. This is Noah, this is his wife, this is his daughters, and this is their husband. 8 of them, only 8 of them, God saved. See, there's only very few people who will do the will of God. May you be those who will do the will of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will not be the one to fail God. He gives seed to the sower. Isaiah 55 verse 10. Isaiah 55 verse 10, God gives seed to the sower. Then it's repeated in 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Verse 10. This is a powerful statement. He gives seed to the sower. He gives seed to the sower. That statement is mentioned 2 times in the Bible. Isaiah 55, verse 10, and then 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10. Now, when a statement is repeated like this in the scripture, know that it is a very serious matter. It is a very serious matter. He gives seed to the sower. It is the person who is sown that God will give seed to. The person who is sowing that God will give seed to be able to sow again and sow again and sow again. So the one who refuses to sow, you know, has hindered his effort. Hinder yourself. See, there is that withhold and tends to poverty. Then there is that scatters and yet increases. Read that Proverbs 11. There is that scattering and yet increases. There is withhold, you know, stingy, selfish, greedy. They withhold it, and yet they are going backwards. The one who scatters, there is that scattereth and yet increases. There is that withhold more than enough, and yet tends to poverty. Ah, God help us. Make us sower in the name of Jesus. We shall not be selfish and greedy people who will not receive the reward of the Almighty. God make us to be sower in the name of Jesus Christ. Hey, Rebusa. Yanda Rabasaya. Hey, Rebusa. So righteousness. Proverbs 11, verse 18. I saw this scripture today. I tell you, I say, God is giving by so righteousness. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 18. So you can sow righteousness. Oh, yes. Sow good things. Sow something, holiness. Sow love, peace, joy, the fruit of the spirit. Sow health. Oh, yes. Sow a smile. Sow something. It's so righteousness. I saw it in the Bible today. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 18. It's so righteousness. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Then this scripture says, so righteous. Oh, we need to sow righteousness. We need to sow righteousness. We are not going to sow sin and sow evil. You know, he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. He that soweth to the spirit shall the spirit reap eternal life. Hey, Rekibia. Ah, Rabasaya. Hey, Riyama, the golden rule. Do unto others what you want others to do to you. Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. Do unto others what you want others to do to you. That's it. Somebody go and do wickedness. Eh? You go to Ukraine, you want to go and kill all the people there so that you can own Ukraine. Who sent you that message? Who sent you to go and do that? You see, you don't sow wickedness. If you sow wickedness, you will receive wickedness. If you sow love, you will get love. If you sow joy, you will get joy. If you sow peace, cause confusion in the whole world. The price of gas now went up. And prices of everything now went up. It shouldn't be. And just that, and then he's comfortable with it. He's sowing evil, sowing wickedness, and you will reap that wickedness. In the name of Jesus, I've been putting, hear the word of the Lord. The evil you are sowing, you must reap it in the name of Jesus. The wickedness you are sowing, you must reap it in the name of Jesus. The bad things and the evil that you, blood men, put in, you are sowing. It is your portion forever. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Rabbi Saya. Hey, Rekebuya. Hey, Rebusaya. Yes, we thank God today. By the grace of God, we shall not be like blood men, sowing wickedness and sowing evil and sowing war and sowing bad. We shall sow love. We shall sow peace. We shall sow joy to people. We shall sow a smile. We shall sow seed in the life of people. We shall help the needy and help the poor and the hungry and feed the hungry. Oh, yes. That is the seed we are going to be sowing in the name of Jesus Christ. God did not send us into this world to sow wickedness. God sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. And whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Can you imagine? God himself had to sow. God himself had to sow his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. He had to reap a harvest of souls, of people, millions and billions of people to get saved all over the world. God sowed a seed and reaped. So, my brother, my sister, we need to learn to sow. And God will always give us a harvest. In the name of Jesus. God bless you all. Thank you so much. Please Forward this message to everyone. Email it to them. Text it to them. Send it across to everybody. Let them know the truth, that the truth shall set them free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by him. Jesus loves you. We all love you too. We say, God bless you, Felicia and I. We send you all a greeting in the name of Jesus Christ. Continue to sow love and peace and joy and health. Continue to sow the good things. Don't be like Vladimir Putin. Just sow the love of God and peace of God and joy of God in the lives of people, and it will return back to you. Those who are sowing evil, sowing wickedness, sowing bad, they will get that bad they are sowing in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you all for listening, for joining us in this broadcast. Have our first section on Saturday. Join us again, and God bless you abundantly. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Saturday, 12 noon to 2 o'clock, we have another section again. Jesus loves you, and we all love you all. Amen. Hallelujah, rejoice, hallelujah, rejoice. Jesus gave us the freedom to rejoice. Hallelujah, rejoice.